one interesting thing before we speak at a raid bite, and that is that I heard this from Yankee Blyer. He told me that the Gemara just now mentioned two psukim in Parshas Kisavai, where the pasuk says that you have a word that's written one way, and you read it completely differently. So it says in the pasuk, Isha ta'ares v'ish achar yishkalena. But the Gemara says, don't read it yishkalena, read it yishkavena. Another pasuk, also in Parshas Kisavai, Yakcha Hashem b'shchin Mitzrayim, and it says ba'poilim. But when you're Balkhoira and you're reading it, you don't say Balkhoirim. Rather, what you say is Batkhoir. Now, the truth is, throughout the Torah, you find this concept of a Kriya Niksiv. You have this idea where you have a Pasuk that's written one way, but really you're supposed to pronounce it another way. But this is an extreme. Here you have a situation where we're literally distorting the entire word. It's not like a Vav, Mali, Chaser. It says Yishkalena, we're reading it Yishkavena. It says Bapoilim, and instead we're reading it Batchayrim. So Yankee Taina, that maybe there's a little bit of a remes here. The remes is, this is in the Toichacha, and the Toichacha is very, very scary. And what we're saying is that maybe you don't have to take the Toichacha so literally. And Akedavish is scaring us. That's true. That's definitely what's going on. But the Toichacha is the only place where you find such a metzius in the entire Torah, where the word is written one way, and really you pronounce it completely differently. As if to say that maybe there's a little bit of a disconnect, and there are certain words that are written a certain way, but at the same time, there is an inyan in the Toichacha anyways, of a Kriya Niksiv, that it says one thing, but you want to know what it means, and even the way you could pronounce it, it's completely different. Just a hergish.